Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That is Boomer Esiason on this show yesterday. Boomer, every Monday during the NFL season, including this Monday, and Gerard Mayo as well, the man who says he made that decision. And so Boomer, really, Wiggy, says it's about the offensive line, and that is the reason why it is Jacoby Brissett and not Drake May, and he doesn't want to see a career ruined.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to this Patriots team, at least weeks 1 through 5 or 1 through 6 or whatever.
So then I always ask the question to those guys who say it's about the offensive line, and who's more likely to get hurt, a quarterback who stands in the pocket and who can't move, Jacoby Brissett, and somebody who's had injuries. What happens if he does get – what happens if he gets hurt week one? And what happens if he gets hurt in the second quarter? Boom, and then what do you do?
And what would you rather have him enter in some real, you know, rushed third quarter against the Bengals when Brissett goes down, or with a week of practice, getting all the reps with the ones?
What do you think Boomer then says when I ask that question? He goes, oh, well, you're probably going to have to put Drake May in.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, why not do it anyways?
This is Charlie from Boston. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, great show so far. But no, Boomer's spot on. The first 6 weeks are absolutely miserable, specifically the Jets and the 49ers away. Okay, so what they're going to do, and this has to do with fan interest as well as development, but they're going to let Jacoby Brissett get his teeth kicked in for 6 weeks, and then we're still going to be watching for the chance to see Drake May, and then they'll put Drake May in when the season gets softer. But once you put Drake May in, and if he stinks, fan interest is gone completely, and you no longer have that carrot to dangle.
Right.
But that's what if you wait till week 6 and you put him in and he stinks?
So you Joe Milton. You got Joe Milton. You got Joe Milton to hang out for.
Charlie, you just said your fan interest will be gone, right? So there's no real difference. And what is your but what happens if Jacoby Brissett gets banged up in week 1? What are you doing week 2?
Yeah, I mean, you have to toss him in. You got no other choice. Or you throw in Joe Milton. But either way, if Drake May stinks week 6 through 8, then you start chanting for Joe Milton. It's the same thing that happened last year with Mack and Zappe.
How did this happen? How did we become this?
It's terrible.
Want to know?
I do know, Curtis. Your guy left.
Has anybody ever been proven to be more in the reason behind something than the absence of Tom Brady? You morons were like, Tommy Trader, oh, he's gone. Bill can dominate. Not only is Bill fired, he didn't get a job. You're sitting here, and we're debating when a team is going to play a quarterback on a team that, at best, wins 5 games.
But see, I don't think this has anything to do with Tom. I think this is about the, and I know Mayo told us, but I think this is about the Mayo and Elliott Wolf
dynamic
on not wanting or plan not to put Drake. If Drake May's the starting quarterback, we're not talking about this. We're not feeling this
they
way.
They have less of a headache.
We're just like, all right, what's the kid going to do? And let's watch him and see what he can do.
There is a guy named Ty on the phone right now. Hello, Ty.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
What's up?
Look, I had to butt in because I had to say something because I swear after the show, guys, on Tuesday, I went to Best Buy. And Courtney, you are the star of the show. I know Greg Hill is on in his namesake, and he's the man. But I got these Courtney questions, and it made me feel uncomfortable.
Oh.
I tell you, Courtney.
Yep.
Damn it, I went to Best Buy, right? So it was a group of guys. I mean, you like the middle-aged men. I mean, they love you. They absolutely love you. So they was like,
can you stop with the expletives?
Wow.
They were
that's
dapping.
The ego pies.
The reason I'm calling in right now is because then afterwards I went down. So I went to the car. Like, man, oh, smoke show, man. Real smoke show. I'm like, oh, my God. This is crazy. And I just got gas today, this morning, on my way to Worcester. Same thing just happened.
Okay.
You get to sit next to Courtney. Ty Tuesdays, we love it. I mean, we love the show, but you get to sit next to Courtney Cox. I said, man, I got to call and say something right now. This is the third time that Courtney, you got a hell of an impression on people. And then Santo, all respect, Santo. I know you listening. I'm just telling you, people are complimenting Courtney and making me uncomfortable because that's my sister, that's a colleague. But Courtney, I think you won Sexiest Woman of the Year in Massachusetts or something.
You are making my – you
there
can't
you
tell
go.
Me nothing today. I
go.
Am on cloud nine.
I mean, let's be honest. It all it takes is one boob on Instagram.
Oh, no one saw it.
I mean,
no one saw it.
But – Ty, you're not on Team Wiggy when it comes to Drake May. Like, you think it's the right decision to start Jacoby Brissett?
Yeah, I mean, I do. I do think it's – I mean, you brought him in there. You probably made him some promises, too, before he signed with you because I know he had other options. So you made some promises. You want to hold up to that. But he understands that he's not the future. He knows Drake May is right behind him. So, I mean, let him get a few starts in. And at least do 5-6 games. But, yeah, I mean, you should let him sit just like everybody else. I mean, the majority of first-round quarterbacks sit down, and he's no exception. Hell, Tom Brady sat down.
Well, speaking of Tom Brady, Ty, you have a real gripe this morning because I just clicked on Bill Belichick. I don't know if you've heard. He joined Instagram. And he has followed 12 people. Interesting number choice. Those 12 are his lovely lady, Coach Podcast, NFL Films, Omaha Productions, Belichick Foundation, 33rd Team, and the NFL. There are four I see active players. Tom Brady, Pat McAfee, non-active but former players, Eli Manning, Peyton Manning, no Ty Law, and, of course, his favorite man, Berge, gets the last follow. So he has followed 12 people. Ty Law, what has the man got to do to get a follow from a guy you helped win 3 Super Bowls?
You know what? I don't pay too much attention to follows and likes and all that kind of stuff. But, damn, Bill, I help.
I think you have to
follow
him first.
Either. How about that?
Yeah, give him a follow.
Listen, Ty. I texted him. I said, "Bill, welcome to IG, man. Can I get a follow?"
You know what? People ask me that all the time. I'm like, "Why do you want to follow?" I mean, like, it ain't like I'm gonna be looking up and I'm gonna be clicking on your stuff all the time. I don't understand that one. But Bill Belichick on there. You say he got his girlfriend on there too?
Oh,
yep.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
I hope he manage that one well because people gonna have some fun with that one.
Oh
he ain't
man,
they click nothing.
Greg, he just followed Stephon Gilmore and still no Ty Law.
He only follows one woman, Ty, and it's the girlfriend. So they, yeah. I mean, he's doing the right thing as a boyfriend.
Wait. Well, he gonna get the bug. He gonna get the bug, and I think you know the more people talk about it, you know, and let's be honest, you know. Good and damn well that Coach Belichick ain't running whatever site he's on anyway. You know he's not been. He might still got a flip phone.
Right. No, I think Matt Patricia's running it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Ty. There he is, the
Love
great Ty Law. Ty Law every Tuesday on the show during the season.
That's our guy.
And I don't want to do this, but Tom not following Bill.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Trouble in paradise.
That could be an issue.
Oh, dear.
Here is Steve from Winthrop. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Good morning.
What's up?
I was just curious. I don't see any blowback by Fox or anybody else, but how do you think Brady's going to do on his first broadcast when they don't let him interview anybody or watch any of the teams practice? He's not allowed to go to their facilities or any of the teams that they're getting involved with. How do you do a broadcast when you can't talk to anybody?
You talk about what you're seeing, what he's done every game. He's going to tell you what he sees on the field in a way that none of us could do.
I think that becomes an issue, though.
I don't think,
I don't think it does either. And he did a sit-down.
Who cares? Fans do. Fans that are into that. I can care less that, like I've said this before, they could have two monkeys calling the game. I'm just watching the game.
You tell, or maybe you don't, but a lot of people tell me that they don't like Romo.
Right.
Romo's thing when he started was that he's able to sit there and tell you what's going to happen. Tom Brady can do the exact same thing.
Right.
And that's why, but he'll do it in a different delivery than Romo. So I think he's going to be great.
I think he's going to be great, too. I watched that sit-down where he talked about preparing for the season and how he wanted to not only just take his knowledge into the booth, but also learn about broadcasting and how to make it exciting for the viewer. And so I think he's taking it extremely seriously.
No,
like,
but
I don't
think
that
affects...
No,
like,
I don't.
See, I think that's...
For a football mind like Tom Brady, I think
our hometown bias to Tom. Right? Because if this was another quarterback, and I think what you're going to see is people on more of a national scale, because what do you always hear when you watch games? You hear, oh, I talked to this player, and I saw them run this play on the Friday practice, and like the color commentary guy gets that insight from being there. Now that Tom doesn't have that, you're not going to get that.
You have another guy in the booth, though, and then you have whoever's on the sideline that will be able to bring that in. For Tom, I think it's going to be all about exactly what Greg said. He is going to be able to tell you what's going to happen before it happens. And he also is going to do his homework on all these players. The way he speaks about current players right now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fantasy freaks and geeks. What's cracking? It's your boy, James Kell, back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need. Season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Off the top of his head is so impressive.
So let me ask, what did people love about Greg Olsen? Like, made Greg Olsen so great?
I don't know.
Like,
I don't like that. Doesn't like see to me. I don't. It doesn't matter. But I would ask Courtney this. It wouldn't bother you if Romo didn't have access to the players and seeing practices and that stuff, kind of stuff as the color commentary when you're watching him.
No, the whole practice thing would not bother me at all. Tom Brady talks to all these players no matter what. So he is going to have inside information that nobody else is going to have because every player is a fan of Tom Brady. It's your player's favorite player calling the game.
He's not like the... So what's the purpose? Wiggy,
because he's not sitting down. Because he's not sitting down and able to talk inside the facility, you don't think Tom Brady's having conversations with these players ahead of games?
No. Let me ask this. So why is the night before or the couple days before, has it always been the broadcast crew sits down with the players, the coaches go
because
to practice?
Because the company they work for spends billions of dollars to the NFL, and they want to have access.
What I'm saying is, if that doesn't...
They don't get anything in those discussions.
Oh, you get a lot of stuff from that that they talk about on the broadcast.
Well, then whoever's telling them that stuff is dumb.
No, but you get like...
I mean,
As the color guy, you got to see, oh, I remember them running this play in practice. Here's how it was designed. Here's the ins and outs. They talked about this play. It gives you a behind-the-scenes window. That's why they send these guys in every sport. I mean, at every level. If they didn't think that it didn't matter to fans, then they wouldn't send them there. They would just say, show up on the game and do the game.
But the game, if you're watching the game on Sunday, Wiggy, and you're a fan, who would you like to sit next to and tell you about it? Tom Brady or Greg Olsen?
No, I'm not disputing that. I'm just saying.
So the thing for me is, I understand there's definitely something there. You've been a part of them. I haven't. But I'd rather get Tom Brady, even knowing he doesn't go to those meetings, over another guy because I'm interested to hear what he has to say.
I agree with you. But what happens is, even if it's Tom Brady, that stuff runs out. Think about how many times that
he's the greatest to ever do it.
Right.
Like, as a texter points out, it would be like Michael Jordan calling basketball games. I mean, the fact that he's there, he could sit there and smile and say nothing and people are going to eat it up.
Yeah, but for a minute, then that runs out the same way it ran out with guys like Magic Johnson as a in-studio guy. Like, that stuff runs out. Like, all right, I give you it's Brady. But then after a while, people who are just fans of the game, not from around here, they want a little bit more.
Yeah.
Why do people like Olsen?
We will find out how he is or isn't.
Yeah.
Come Sunday, 4:00 game, Tom Brady, television debut. Right now, though, by the way, Scoops Cox, are you still working on sourcing on your scoop?
Yeah. I'm
waiting. We can get to it coming up.
What's this?
Huh. You think Rich is good with his scoops?
Uh-oh.
I was with
the journalist in the room has one percolating.
What do we got?
Tease it?
Say Courtney was lactating?
No, percolating, you sicko.
Curtis, please don't mention any parts of the boobs. That gets you in trouble.
Well done.
I was whispered to
about
a certain ownership group that is selling.
Okay, and you have a scoop, but you got to second source it because you're a journalist.
Yeah,
that's what you're working on now.
Big J journalism.
Yeah, I want a scoop on. I want that scoop before the show ends.
What an hour for Courtney.
So we're getting this when we come back from the break because I have no idea what
we'll
you guys are talking about.
Come back from the break,
and I'm interested now.
Are you?
I am.
That tease worked on you?
You
have to stay here for it. I hate to tell you whether it was a good tease or not.
He's big on teasing.
All right. Well, let's get to Courtney and what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Cape Cod Lumber. The Sox get swept by the Mets, dropping the last of their series 8-3. Tanner Houck went 5 innings, giving up 4 runs on 5 hits while striking out 7. They've now lost 11 of their last 14. This loss drops them to .500. The guys off tonight before welcoming the White Sox to Fenway tomorrow. And we have an NFL game that counts tonight. The Ravens and Chiefs will face off for Thursday Night Football, 8:20 kickoff. You can listen to it right here on EEI. Coverage starts at 7:30. And what's on deck this season? How about a beautiful new deck and rail system from TimberTech? At CCL Homescapes in Abington, you'll see a huge selection of TimberTech products. Let the experts at CCL help you enjoy life from your new deck. That's cclco.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Quick note before the weather, Greg. The Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, known as FIRE, released the free speech rankings of all colleges in America. And congratulations, back-to-back worst school for free speech, Harvard University. Congratulations, it's a year of repeats. Okay, 67 and sunny, afternoon high of 76.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right?
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.